Darkness has descended upon the silent hills of Inverness. An owl sits and chuckles from somewhere within the surrounding woods. Jack Flanders has once again returned from the mysterious Fourth Tower. His clothes were in shreds after his last tedious adventure to the land of the Lotus Jukebox. Now, after bathing and resting, he sits in his room, thinking out loud.
I don't know. It seems with all I've gone through, I understand less and less. Everyone here knows more than they're willing to tell. Yet it's not as though people are afraid to talk. It's more like a conspiracy, I think. But they don't even appear together enough to pull off a good conspiracy. I can never be certain whether someone is actually trying to kill me, or whether they're just pretending that they're trying to kill me. Illusion? Reality? Oh, well, I've certainly learned one thing. Always present a moving target.
Jack?
Oh, come on in, little Frida.
I didn't mean to disturb you, but I sensed you were awake.
Yeah, I was just sitting here thinking, that's all.
You know, I finally asked Meenie about riding her 5-speed Italian pedal master into the dragon's cave.
Yeah, that dragon. That's one piece to the puzzle that just doesn't fit in anywhere.
Meenie said she just hid in one of the side passageways, and the dragon just stomped right on past her.
Yeah, but if that were so...
Then she said she waited until it returned before she rode on out of there.
Oh. Well, I guess that does explain how her tire tracks rode over his paw prints.
Yeah.
Oh, darn it. Every day I understand less and less.
Here, put on your boots. Let's go for a walk.
No, I'm getting sick of this whole mess. No one will tell me anything. I'm being used totally, and I'm sick of it.
Here, put on your boots.
No, I don't want to put on my boots. The hell with it.
Eek! You almost hit me with that boot.
Wait a minute. Did you hear that sound?
Yep.
Wait, I'll try it again. No, I don't want to put on my boots. The hell with it. Did you hear that? The wall is hollow.
But you know that the walls in Inverness are hollow.
Yeah, but I didn't know that there was a sliding panel that conceals a passageway that leads directly into my bedroom.
Wow, he's a telly. You're right.
Come on, let's see where it leads to, little Frida.
Oh, it sure is dark. Maybe I can help.
Good grief. There are beams of light coming out of your eyes.
Yep. You can do lots of things without any pupils in your eyes.
That's incredible. It's like two little flashlights. How do you do it?
I just make my head full of light.
Fantastic.
Watch. I'll cross my eyes.
Remarkable. You can scan back and forth without moving your head.
I think we're going down into the cellar.
It sure looks that way. In fact, this may lead directly into Dr. Mazzulla's laboratory.
I think you're right.
We've come to a dead end. I think it's locked from the other side.
That's no problem. There are no locks my mind can't open.
Hey, wait a minute. Shine your eyes over here. Thanks. Look, there are steps that go even deeper into the earth.
I've never known of these before.
Well, either we're going to clear up some of the weird things that have been happening around here, or it's just going to be more confusing than ever.
We seem to be going down really deep into the center of the mountain.
Little Frida, do you think that Dr. Mazzulla is connected with this in some way?
Yep.
Yeah, well, you may be right. Hey, it seems to be leveling off here. Let's see. Let's have your eyes again. Wow, take a look at that door.
Looks awful heavy.
Oh, it must be made of cast iron. Oh, it's locked.
I can pick it. Watch. There.
That's fantastic. How do you do that?
I just go into the lock with my mind and check it out and move the right mechanism.
Little Frida, you never cease to amaze me. Well, shall we enter?
After you.
My God, look at the size of this laboratory.
It sure is big, all right.
Hey, there's a cage over here that's big enough to hold a family of elephants.
Or one large dragon.
Or one large dragon. Right.
Jack, look at this old book.
Let me see. Guarded Secrets of the Alchemists. Well, it certainly is old, all right.
There's a bookmark.
So I see. Wait a minute. Look at this chapter where the mark has been placed.
Let me see.
The chapter is entitled, For the Successful Extraction of Dragons Within Ye.
Little Frida and Jack Flanders have discovered an unknown passageway that led from Jack's room directly to the laboratory of Dr. Missoula. While examining this passage, they discovered steps leading downwards, deep into the heart of the mountain, and ending at a vast underground laboratory.
Hey, there's a cage over here that's big enough to hold a family of elephants.
Or one large dragon.
Or one large dragon. Right.
Jack, look at this old book.
Let me see. Guarded Secrets of the Alchemists. Well, it certainly is old, all right.
There's a bookmark.
So I see. Wait a minute. Look at this chapter where the mark has been placed.
Let me see.
The chapter is entitled, For the Successful Extraction of Dragons Within Ye.
What does it say?
While most interpreters of the apocalypse consider the various beasts described therein as typical of evil agencies, this viewpoint is the inevitable result of unfamiliarity with the ancient doctrines from which the symbolism is derived. Because religious ascetics looked upon the universe itself as an evil and ensnaring fabrication, they also came to regard its very creator as a weaver of delusions. Thus the dragon of cosmic power came to be personified as a beast of horror and destruction, seeking to swallow up the immortal part of human nature. Wow, that's heavy. Well, as far as I can figure it, it's Dr. Missoula's dragon, all right.
Yep, it sure is.
Well, apparently, Dr. Missoula was attempting to manifest that part of himself that lay buried deep within the dark corridors of man.
And he succeeded.
That symbol became a physical creation. Yes, little Frida, the power and energy of a symbol is something we have yet to fully grasp.
But it kind of looks like Dr. Missoula's dragon has gotten out of hand.
I'm afraid so. In fact, if he's not careful, it's that very symbol that may destroy him.
I've heard stories of mythological beasts that have existed on other planes, and in the past, they visited this planet.
Well, from what I can put together at this moment, these beings that exist on other planes have a direct influence upon us, releasing information, inventions, and so on when the time is right. Such as an author who says, "It's as though I didn't write this, it just came through me." As someone once said, it's like having your fingers plugged into the sky.
Well, enough of that. How are we going to help Dr. Missoula?
Well, I guess the best thing is to talk to him and we'll just offer our help. He has the most incredible equipment. Hey, look at this weird old machine. What do you think it does?
Wait, I'll see.
It also manifests symbols from Dr. Missoula.
Really? You mean more creatures?
Yes. Hooved creatures. Creatures that sometimes stand on their hind legs and sometimes run on all fours.
What do you see?
A horrible creature, like a giant spider with arms like spaghetti.
Yes, the spaghetti-armed spider with a woman's head.
Dr. Missoula has a lot in him.
Well, we all have. It's a matter of whether we care to cultivate it or not. Dr. Mazul is an alchemist and is liable to try most anything by the looks of things.
Hey, come and look at this door over here.
Well, he certainly has enough locks and chains and bolts on the thing.
Yuck.
Oh, I see what you're doing. You're going to open it.
Yeah? I think I know what's on the other side. See?
A tunnel. Right through the mountain. No, it's not a tunnel. It's natural. It's part of a natural cave.
Do you want to investigate?
Yeah, but let's leave the door open just in case.
Good idea.
Hey, it leads upwards.
Do you know whose head that spider was wearing?
Oh, no, it was unfamiliar to me.
Well, it was his wife.
His wife? I didn't know he had one.
Yeah, they didn't get along so good. She finally left him.
Yeah, well, that figures. Well, I guess with a twist of the imagination, Dr. Mazula is able to manifest parts of people he's known in the past. Why, he could even...
Yeah?
He could even possibly create every person here in Inverness, couldn't he? Little Frida? Little Frida? She's gone. Vanished. Doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore?